According to authorities, COVID-19 infections are surging in schools countrywide. Tonga Nandoro, the Director of Communications and Advocacy at the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, revealed that over 100 schools had recorded COVID-19 cases countrywide and directed that all infected pupils in boarding schools be quarantined. Teachers and students in the provinces Matabeleland South, Masingo, and Mashonaland Central had tested positive with coronavirus. Bulawayo alone has over 70 pupils who have tested positive with the coronavirus. One school in particular, Townsend High, is among the worst afflicted. Teachers' unions reveal that about 40% of instructors are now fully vaccinated. Observers say efforts need to be made by authorities to educate teachers and ancillary staff alike on COVID-19 vaccinations. Others maintain that the health officials should increase the number of vaccination points in rural areas in locations that can be easily accessed by teachers and pupils. The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe welcomes the decision to quarantine learners in boarding schools, but with reservations. The union's president, Takawa Firajo.
But what is defective is that it's a unilateral decision taken by the Minister of Education. It must have been a product of engagement, so that the parents would have also at least contributed to the debate as well as teachers. But in this case, the ministry has quarantined students in boarding schools, and most of these students do not have the COVID abatement equipment or medication. Realistically, very little has been happening in schools. In fact, there seem to be a concerted effort by the ministry to conceal COVID-19 cases in schools.
Joe maintains that what exacerbates the situation is the manner in which COVID-19 infections are being handled by the parent ministry.
We have seen students writing examinations together, whether positive or negative, and also invigilated by teachers with no protection whatsoever. So there is need for a concerted effort to find a reprieve, and in particular to provide N97 masks as well as gloves that could assist the schools in order to prevent the possible escalation of COVID cases in schools. And we hope that next year, before schools would open, there would be testing of teachers as well as pupils and ancillary staff to ascertain those who are positive and those who are negative, so that we don't act, or schools do not act, as vectors to spread COVID-19. What we surely need is a comprehensive intervention policy in schools. So we still have a long way, and there is need for broad engagement.
According to the Minister of Health and Childcare, the country has experienced a 472% surge in new COVID-19 cases in the past few weeks. And genomic sequencing has linked all the cases to the highly transmissible new Omicron variant. As of Monday, 20 December, Zimbabwe had recorded 195,079 confirmed cases, including 141,000 recoveries and over 4,800 deaths. To date, over 4 million people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Teachers' unions agree that the conditions in boarding schools leave much to be desired. Obed Masaraure is the head of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe.
We have made the survey on most of these schools that are quarantining our learners in boarding schools. We realize that the facilities are not good enough for human habitation. They are more of concentration camps. We shouldn't be punishing these learners. It is not because of their fault. It is because of our recklessness why we have seen cases of COVID-19 in our schools. It is because we failed to capacitate schools to adhere to standard operating procedures. That is why we have a mess.
Masarara and other observers say that students, some of whom are poised to sit for exams in January, will not be able to recover from the trauma of school confinement without running water and personal protective. The government on its part maintains that it is doing all in its power to arrest the spread of COVID-19 infections in the country, including the importation of more vaccinations from China. The government says the country received 1 million doses of the Sinovac vaccine earlier this week. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.